Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Why'd you get messed up? All right, come on, screen. All right, yes, it's typical me. All right, I'm Melissa Redpill. I'm glad to see you guys. Good morning. We're going to talk about ascension today, and we're going to talk about Ezekiel's wheel. Anna Paulina Luna posted a picture that looked like a depiction of Ezekiel's wheel. We're going to talk about that, and what does that mean, and how's it connected with ascension, which was, by the way, Q's last post. His very last word of his last post was ascension. So Ascension Day is coming up this Thursday. A lot of things are happening on Ascension Day this Thursday. So I wanted to kind of connect those dots for you. So let's look at it today. Like I said, this is ascension clue. What is 17 trying to tell us? There's a war for your DNA. Protect your DNA. What does that really mean? Is it just about health, or is it maybe something bigger? And this picture right here that Anna Paulina Luna posted of the Ezekiel's wheel, potentially, that's kind of a cool depiction that they have there. And we're going to read the verse. I want you to understand. So what we do here, if you're new, we look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is literally biblical, what we're experiencing. I want to make sure everything's good. Give me a thumbs up if everything is good and you're seeing me and you're seeing me mess up already without even partly getting started. So give me the thumbs up, and don't forget to hit the like button if you guys really like this information, because it's really, I feel like we are on the cusp of the most important information, not just what's going on in the current events, but how it's connected to how this is biblical. And I'm very thankful that we get to do that. I'm so glad that you guys are here, and I hope you really enjoy the information that I have for you today. So let's get started. So here is, like I said, what she posted, this interesting picture of something with eyes all over it. And so, you know, this symbolism came from God's word with these eyes. And so, of course, they use our symbolism. They always do. They always hijack our symbolism. They always hijack the rainbow or whatever it is. They use it for evil. They can't make anything up for themselves. They only can use our symbolism. By the way, I just wanted to say, well, happy Victory Day, because the Russians have their Victory Day that they celebrate. And so we had talked about the other day that it was very possible that there would be a ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia on Victory Day. And lo and behold, that has been announced. Very, very cool. You know, feel like we are seeing the wars ceasing. That's the whole point of the golden age, is that there will be no more wars. It says in the Bible, nation will not rise against nation. Neither will they train for war anymore. That's what we are witnessing. So literally pinch yourself, go over like, how is it possible that I get to live in this day and to be a part of what God is doing, to see his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All right. So I wanted to see that. Also, today is the seventh day of the fifth week of the counting of the Omer. So I feel like that's another big, it's a huge piece to end this war against Ukraine. And I'm believing that a lot of that evil corruption that was going on in Ukraine has been rooted out. That's what this is all about, is rooting out all this evil. So, all right, so today, and then tomorrow is going to be the week six. We got a big week six coming up of the counting of the Omer. And we're barreling through to Pentecost, which is Jubilee. And Jubilee is when the debts are canceled and the captives are freed. It's a big deal. And it actually calls it on the White House website, Jubilee. We're going next Saturday to the National Mall. If you can go, we're going to the National Mall to celebrate the Jubilee, the rededication of our country. I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it for the world. This is what we're all about, is getting our country back as rededicated to the Lord. That's so cool, all the things that are happening. Just reading the Bible, the biggest Bible reading event of all time just happened 2 weeks ago. This is what you do when you take your country back. You read the Word of God and you rededicate and you celebrate getting your country back. All right, so this is a picture that Anna Paulina posted of Ezekiel's wheel. And so it's very, very similar. You see how it's got like three different wheels within a wheel, okay? Does that remind you of the trophy for the FIFA? This is exactly like what he's been having displayed in the Oval Office. He has a replica in the Oval Office, President Trump does. And so as they carry this over to award this to the winners, there he is with the FIFA trophy in the Oval Office. This is a gyroscope, but it's also really, I think, Ezekiel's wheel. And I think Anna Paulina Luna knows all these things. I just find that very interesting that she would post such a thing. What an interesting thing for her to post. And especially because we're talking about this UFOs. I'm going to connect that too. All right. So I'm going to first, though, read for you this passage from Ezekiel chapter 1. And it's where Ezekiel is having this amazing vision of these wheels within a wheel. Okay. So here he says, I was 30 years of age. I was living with the exiles on the Kabar River. On the fifth day of the fourth month, the sky opened up and I saw visions of God. And basically, we have been, not just we in America, but people all over the world have been in exile. If you haven't seen some of my older videos, I talk about the exile. I talk about from Deuteronomy 29 and Deuteronomy 30, how we have been in exile because our forefathers way back in the day, 3,000 years ago, worshipped Baal, and humanity had to be in a terrible exile until we could have his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It was a time of correction. I don't know what I want to say. Yes, punishment, but it's a punishment in the light of correcting. And so humanity's been in a big timeout, but now we're at the end of the timeout and we're coming to the freedom for all of humanity. We're coming to the day of his kingdom on earth. All right, so he's living in exile. I just want you to understand that Ezekiel, when he gets this vision, is in this position of exile, and we understand what that feels like, where you've got them controlling the health, you've got them controlling the wealth, you've got them controlling the wars. All of this has been happening, but now we're seeing a vision of a new day, right? All right, so I'm going to just scroll down a little bit. God's hand was upon that day. I looked, I saw an immense dust storm coming from the north, an immense cloud with lightning flashing from it, a huge ball of fire glowing like bronze. A huge ball of fire glowing like bronze. It's a clue. Within the fire were what looked like four creatures vibrant with life. So there's creatures inside this fire. Each had the form of a human being, but each had four faces and four wings. Now, that's not depicted in Anna Paulina's picture there, but you get the idea. Their legs were as sturdy and straight as columns, but their feet were hoofed like those of a calf and sparked from the fire like burnished bronze. On all four sides, under their wings, they had human hands. All four had both faces and wings, and the wings touched each other. They turned neither one way nor the other. They went straight forward. Isn't this a crazy crazy picture? It's a very interesting. It's all so much symbolism, right? I'm going to get into that in just a second. Their faces looked like this. In front, a human face. On the right side, the face of a lion. And on the left the face of an ox, and in back, the face of an eagle. So there's been so much different speculation on what is this, what do these represent, and I am so thankful to say that the Lord helped me to decode this, and I've decoded it, and I put it in this book that I wrote, Decoding the Book of Revelation, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. It decodes the book of Revelation, and it connects so many of these dots from Ezekiel and Daniel, the prophecy books. So what is this? What's it, well, they have a face of an ox and a face of an eagle and a lion and a human face. What? Why is that? So much for the faces. The wings were spread out with the tips of one pair touching the creature on the other side. The other pair of wings covered its body. Each creature went straight forward. Wherever the spirit went. They didn't turn as they went. The four creatures looked like a blazing fire or like fiery torches. Tongues of fire shot back and forth between the creatures and out of the fire bolts of lightning. The creatures flashed back and forth like strikes of lightning. As I watched the four creatures, I saw something that looked like a wheel on the ground beside each of the four creatures. That is what the wheels looked like. They were identical wheels sparkling like diamonds in the sun. It looked like they were wheels within wheels, like a gyroscope. They went in any one. I think I'm reading from the Message version. Message version is sometimes real, it makes it easier to understand than sometimes the other versions do. They went in any one of the four directions they faced, but straight, not veering off. The rims were immense, circled with eyes, and when the creatures living creatures went, the wheels went. When the living creatures lifted off, the wheels lifted off. Wherever the spirit went, they went, the wheels sticking right with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When the creatures went, the wheels went. When the creatures stopped, the wheels stopped. When the creatures lifted off, the wheels lifted off, because the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. All right, I'm going to stop right there. What do y'all think? This is so weird, isn't this? It's a beautiful picture, but it's also very, very strange. So I'm going to just, first of all, show you what this means, what is all this symbolism. And once you get this symbolism, everything else makes sense. All right, so the first thing I want to show you is this is the way that the children of Israel were encamped in the wilderness. You're like, what? How does this have anything to do with the Ezekiel's wheels, Melissa? Just hang in there, okay? So if you look at each of the sides, north, south, east, and west, you will notice there are symbols right here. And on the south side, there is Reuben with the face of a man. Here on the east side is Judah with the face of a lion. When you look at Dan on the north side, you'll see it in this one has a face of an eagle. And Ephraim on the west side has the face of an ox. Mystery solved! Isn't that the coolest? Isn't that cool? That is exactly what the Lord is telling us, that this four living creatures represents the whole house of God. When you have all the tribes of Israel, you are one of the tribes of Israel, whether you're physically a progeny, have the bloodline, which would be impossible to even really go back and find out unless you had a pedigree like your dog, right? Or if you are grafted in. Either way, it doesn't matter. If you are in that vine, whether you were the original rootstock or whether you were grafted in to the rootstock, if you have true faith in Christ, you are in this family and you are represented by these four faces: the man, the lion, the ox, and the eagle. This is the family of God all over the world. Even the people who maybe don't understand all the everything about Christ and what he came to do to rescue humanity, he's rescuing people whether they realize it or not. We see that clearly in this day. A lot of people have no idea. They're nice people, but they're brainwashed. They don't even understand. The Lord is not mad at them because they don't understand. He's rescuing them. He rescues the fools. Praise the Lord for that, right? And so here you see the depiction on a kind of a map of how the children of Israel were laid out in when they would encamp in the wilderness. Here is a picture of their encampment with the tabernacle in the middle. Now, I personally believe that the the tabernacle was round. Kind of feel that way because there was this really cool video. This you can search it up. I didn't bring it to today, but there was a man who took all the measurements and literally was going to make a replica of the tabernacle, and it didn't work to make it rectangular. He made it where it was round, which is kind of cool. Either way, whatever shape it was in the center of the encampment. And so there you have north, south, east, and west. You have the four main tribes of Israel. These are the four main tribes: Judah, Reuben, Dan, and Ephraim. Of course, you've got, you know, all four. But in order, imagine you're in the wilderness and you're trying to find your clan, your group, your tribe. You look for the flags that represent your group, and you'll know exactly where to go. The flags would direct you to them. And so even if they didn't have all, if you couldn't see each one of the flags, let's say you couldn't see Zebulun, you knew you'd see the giant flag of Judah, and you'd know, okay, I'll go in that direction. Okay, so the flag is a very important marker, and so it would have like a lion on it, and you'd look for the face of a lion, and you'd know that's where you would go. So this is what it's talking about right here in Ezekiel. It talks about the each had a form of a human being, but each had four faces and four wings. On all four sides, under the wings, they had human hands. Let's see, in the front, a human face. On the right side, the face of a lion. On the left side, the face of an ox. In the back, the face of an eagle. This is representing God's people. And this is what really this gyroscope is a beautiful picture of us. As I read it again, think about what's happening with us as God's people, that we work together. We roll this way and we roll that way, and we are having the lightning flashes where we spark to communicate with each other, just like we do right here on this channel. I'm so thankful that we have this channel. We have the chat. We can communicate with each other. We've been together in this battle for going on 10 years. I mean, it's a really amazing thing. And so as we pray, this is the lightning flashes. As we're praying for each other, we're having this connection with each other. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. This clearly represents us as God's people all over the world. And I love, and I really like what she did here with the angel wings. Now, she didn't make them touching, but in the verse, it talks about that the angel wings are touching. So when we pray for each other, when we connect with each other, when we have our show, you know, where we get to have our life together, you know, our wings are touching. Our prayer, it's a picture of prayer, our prayer, hands folded in prayer, that we are praying for each other and lifting each other up. And so that's how we've made it through, no doubt. There's no doubt about it, that's how we made it through this whole crazy battle. So it says the wings were spread out with the tips of one pair touching the creature on the other side. So y'all feel me? I'm touching you with my wings. Yeah, and I know you're touching me with your wings, that we are connected. Isn't that so cool? Isn't that beautiful? All right, so the other pair of wings covered its body. Each creature went straight ahead. Wherever the spirit went. They didn't turn as they went. So we have, you know, I think the covered ourselves is just that we are holy, that we are, carrying ourselves in honor, right? All right. So then it says the four creatures looked like a blazing fire, like fiery torches. That's what you look like to me. Each of you looks like a fiery torch, that you are out here blazing the truth everywhere you go. You go this way, you go that way, wherever you go on social media or with your family, friends, wherever you go, you are blazing out the truth. Tongues of fire shot back and forth between the creatures, and out of the fire, bolts of lightning. The creatures flashed back and forth like strikes of lightning. Prayer. Right? Isn't that cool? Isn't that the coolest thing? All right. As I watched the four creatures, I saw something that looked like a wheel on the ground. On the ground. This is something different. The wheels on the ground beside each of the four faced creatures. This is what the wheels looked like. They were identical wheels, sparkling like diamonds in the sun. It looked like they were wheels within wheels, like a gyroscope. So This is where I believe this is us being led by the Spirit of the Lord. There is clearly no doubt we could not have done any of this except by the Spirit of the Lord. Not everyone was chosen for this battle. And so I'm very thankful that we were chosen. It's been tough, but you know, not everyone was selected for this. But the Spirit has led us and kept us in this battle, sharing the truth, you know, in the fight this whole time. And so He is leading us which way to go all the time. Isn't that what we always pray? And I love our H. Clays always say, okay, go be the hands and feet of Jesus. Every time when we finish our show, you know, that's what our job is to go and be the hands and feet every which way. The rims were immense, circled with eyes. When the living creatures went, the wheels went. When the living creatures lifted off, the wheels lifted off. Basically, whatever He is wanting us to do, we jump on it. How many times have I prayed that? Lord, we are your willing servants. Just tell us what to do. Guide us by your Spirit, and we will do that. Isn't that exactly what's happened? Wherever the Spirit went, they went, the wheels sticking right with them, for the Spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels, was in the Spirit of the Lord. When the creatures went, the wheels went. When the creatures stopped, the wheels stopped. When the creatures lifted off, the wheels lifted off, because the Spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Now, and if you notice these wheels, the ones that she made, it has eyes, because it's like the eyes of the Lord go all throughout the world to see, you know, what's going on. And also there's that, because He has this wisdom that the eye is, you know, if your eye is good, it's the eye of purity. And it's also the eye of knowledge, of understanding. And that we, as we go this way and that way, we are trying to impart that wisdom and that understanding and that truth. So there you go. Who is liking Ezekiel's wheels? I'm just loving it. And so this is in President Trump. Knows all this. And I think Anna Paulina Luna does too. And so this is what, I love this, that he has this gyroscope right there, not just for the FIFA championship, but in his Oval Office as a beautiful depiction of God's people, from the tribes of Israel, going throughout all the world to spread the truth. All right, who loves that? All right, the next thing, piece of it. Don't forget, hit the like button right now, everybody. Hit the like button. Make sure that you always are subscribed and that you have your bell rung, just in case I post a video other than my normal 3 times a week, which is Saturday morning, Sunday morning, and Tuesday evening. But sometimes I'll do a surprise. And I got banned off of FluffTube a while back, and so a lot of people still don't know that I'm there. So if you can share this, then maybe some of the people who are subscribed will find us again. All right, so I just love being able to share this wonderful truth, because there's a lot of fear out there, and we're not about that. All right, so this is another thing I love about this, and I got to, you know, I don't have a Nikon camera. This is a Nikon P1000 camera, and I've just never bitten the bullet to go and buy one, but I have gotten a telescope. I have some information on melissaredpill.com about how you can use a telescope, and so I've been able to, with a telescope, be able to see these stars, and this is what they look like. You ready for me to turn it on? Super cool. Look how beautiful. I don't think I need the music. That's what they look like. Don't they look like a wheel within a wheel? Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, I love that. And that's exactly what it looks like. It looks like a wheel within a wheel. You see the wheel within a wheel? And some of them look like the fire, like a fiery, you know, whatever. But what I found, and I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail on this, but what I found was sometimes if it looked really like sparkly, like a little, you know, sparkly diamond, if you were able to zoom in on it closely enough, then you would be able to see the wheel within a wheel. And so we are, you know, related to the other creatures, the stars in the sky that the Lord has placed there. And He said in Daniel chapter 12, He said, many of those whose bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting disgrace. Those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. That's you. That is you. You will shine like the stars forever because of what you have done. The Lord will remember everything that you have done, everything you have suffered, everything you've been through to share, to try so hard to get the truth out. And so that's really such an honor that not only to be a part of what he's done, but for him to give us this honor to shine like the stars forever. Isn't that super cool? I just thought you would like to see that connection right there. All right. So here's another one from KPK TNOJ, who took a picture in her backyard of the wheel within a wheel. So this is getting to the point where you cannot suppress this truth. In the past, we didn't have the technology to be able to see some of these stars close up, but now we do. We have this, and we have the ability to share this information with each other. And so, yeah, this whole point of NASA lying to people, it's just not holding water anymore, because there's, you know, when you, once you see it, you can't unsee it. This is what these things really look like. So, and you can't, they can't lie to us about it. All right. So I think I had one other thing I wanted to show you before I moved on. Oh, I know. I wanted to show you this. All right. So it says here, I think a little farther down. Okay, here we go. I want you to see this one. At the very end of that passage I was reading to you from Ezekiel, it says, over the heads of the living creatures was something like a dome, shimmering like a sky, full of cut glass, vaunted over their heads. I'm not going into that. That would be a whole nother show, wouldn't it? Under the dome, one set of wings was extended toward the others, and another set of wings covered their bodies. When they moved, I heard their wings. It was like the roar of a great waterfall, like the voice of the strong God, like the noise of a battlefield. When they stopped, they folded their wings. Like this, okay, in prayer. So, or folded them, covered their bodies. Either way, I want you to see this beautiful imagery also in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, where it's talking about the warriors specifically and how they sound like the voice of many waters. Here it says it was like the roar of a great waterfall and in a battlefield. Isn't that interesting? This is so much about how we are in this fight. When Ezekiel's wheels are going this way and that way, how you and I go everywhere we go, to and fro, we are sharing the truth. We're in this battle for truth. And so look what it says in Revelation chapter 14. And this is the passage where it's talking about, am I at the right place? Is this a place? Revelation 4. Oh, I want to show you this too. Okay, let me do this. Okay, I'm going to do this. There's something else I want to show you. I'm going to just duplicate real quick. I'm going to get to Revelation 14, then I'll show you Revelation of four, one thing at a time. All right. So Revelation 14, it says, I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. With him were 144,000 who had his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound from heaven like the roar of mighty ocean waves or the rolling of loud thunder. This loud sound, and we are making noise. We are every day, you know, we get up and we start sharing this truth, and we're like this in this battle of swords clashing, and you know, just all this noise of battle and this like a mighty ocean waves, like it said right here in the book of Ezekiel. I heard the moving of their wings. Every day you're moving your wings as you pray, as you fight, as you share. It was like the roar of a great waterfall. It was a battlefield. Isn't that cool? So there's a connection there between Revelation 14 and in what Ezekiel saw. So many times in the Old Testament, it'll have something, and it's a beautiful vision, and it'll be repeated in the book of Revelation. That happens a lot. So the Revelation is not, was not a book that was written like, that didn't have any background. It all emanated from the Old Testament. Like I said, I'd go into all this in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. If you haven't read the book, get it over on Amazon for $2.99. And also you can get the audiobook on Audible now. And you can also get it on my freedomforce.live and go to the audiobooks page and get those. So the other thing I was going to show you is about these faces, and this is in Revelation 4, chapter 4. In the center and around the throne were four living beings, each covered with eyes, front and back. It's similar, but it's not exact. It's not the exact same thing. It doesn't really have the wheel within a wheels here, but it does have these eyes, again, focusing on the eyes of understanding and the eyes of wisdom so that we are imparting truth and purity. The first of these living beings was like a lion, the second like an ox, the third had a human face, the fourth was like an eagle in flight. Just like we talked about here, and it's also reminding us we are the family of God, the tribe of Israel with Abraham as our father of faith, right? Each of, we have that connection in Abraham. Each of these living beings had six wings, and their wings were covered all over with eyes, inside and out, day and night, night and day. They keep on saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, the one who always was, who is, and who is still to come. So the eyes in this case are not on the wheels, they're on the wings. It's just the imagery, the beautiful symbolism of this this wisdom and this purity and this knowledge that we're imparting. How about that? Okay, so I think that was really cool that she posted this. And why did she post this? Well, first of all, we're very, very close to the end of this very strange and long movie. And also, the thing that just came out yesterday is about, I showed you that one. If you want to, I'm going to do this because I bet you guys will like this. I'm going to share that link in the chat so you guys can have this about the stars. Great one to bookmark. There. I'll be, yeah. You know what? She's 74 views. I will share it on my channel super quick and check out the stars. Okay. Share with you guys that post real quick. Because I think that's really something you'll really enjoy having in your, just to go ahead and bookmark. I think you'll really enjoy that. All right, so I'm going to share the link right there. Bookmark. All right, so I was going to show you, let's see, the next thing I was going to show you is this very other interesting picture of something. And he's saying he caught this with an Nikon P1000. In the sky. Now, a lot of people are talking about that this is, you know, UFOs. I am not a believer in UFOs at all. I would say there are unidentified flying objects. I think a lot of this is from black budgets that they are doing a lot of these things, using this money for some type of nefarious activity, possibly having objects that have technology that we're not aware of. But I think there's also some of these things are potentially stars. Now, this one right here, let me see if I can make sure to mute it. You know, I do not believe that this is some type of UFO at all. I think that this is likely, you know, a star, likely some type of, a heavenly, something that the Lord put in the heavens for us. I don't know exactly what this is, but a lot of this stuff is coming out in the news right now because President Trump just released the UFO information page on the White House. And so bottom line, you know, here we are at the end of this movie. I think that that's one of the last things to be exposed and disclosed, and that we're going to find out that bottom line, God's word is true. Let every man be a liar, and the Lord is, his word is true. We're going to find out that a lot of these things were created to throw humanity off, to deceive humanity, and to get everybody looking over at some literally shiny object over in the side. So I wouldn't be surprised about anything that they would do with their black budgets to confuse humanity. All right. So this is from the original post that Anna Paulina put out, and someone had posted this, and I wanted you to see, this is one of the videos that came out in the UFO disclosure. And I personally I would not be surprised if this whole thing was completely generated by the cabal. I wouldn't be surprised if it was completely AI generated. I just realized now I can make it. I think that's a better size. And I want to make sure. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I think the video has been really small this whole time. I apologize for that. All right. So in this video right here that was posted on this UFO website, I have a feeling this is completely AI generated. But it's very interesting because it looks kind of like Ezekiel's wheel. And so I think that that's likely, you know, one of the reasons that she posted this, because this that she posted kind of looks like this, like a gyroscope. And they're trying to, they can't say, hey, everybody start talking about, you know, Ezekiel's wheel and, you know, how this is biblical and talk about how, you know, there's black budgets and there's, you know, NASA is fake and how they use all their black budgets and generate so many of these things to confuse humanity. But that's really what I think they're trying to tell us. it's time for you guys to talk about this. And that's why I'm doing this video, is so that we start to realize, hey, there's a lot of things that they put out here that are to mislead and confuse and deceive. Hello, that's what they do all the time. That's what their number one job is. All right, so here you'll see that this person posted, you know, these different, you know, the DNA from the top, which looks like this. You know, of course, they can't create anything. They just use what God has created, and they use it to confuse and deceive. And I really think that's what's behind all of this. By the way, I've been watching that movie, that series called Blacklist. I really do recommend it because it is chock full of exposure, exposing all the things that we have learned that they do, from hunting people in forests for game to, you know, trying to start pandemics. I mean, just on and on and on. So much. It's just basically 17 in a movie series exposing this. But you think it's a movie, you think it's entertainment, but it's actually real. And even talk about MK Ultra. Anyway, that's in the movie series called Blacklist. It's over on Netflix. All right. So yeah, so he's pointing out that this looks like a DNA chain. So I wanted to bring that up. I think that that's, you know, really what is behind this. I personally, I don't buy into anything with UFOs at all. I think that the only creatures that we have here are people who have been infested with demons. That's the only alien force that we have. That's why 17 said, you know, when in response to someone's question, are we alone? He says, no, we're not alone. And what he's saying is that the demons have infested the earth. They've infiltrated humanity, and people have opened their hearts and their souls and their DNA to demons. And so really that's the thing that changes someone. It makes their eye evil. Remember how Lord Jesus said, you know, if your eye is good, then your whole body is good. But if your eye is evil, if the knowledge in you and the understanding in you is for evil, then the whole body is evil. All right. So I want you to, we're going to connect those dots next. And here it goes into about ascension. Of course, our Lord Jesus ascended on the 40th day of the counting of the Omer. The 40 is always such a symbolic number in God's word. 40 years in the desert, 40 days that Jesus was tempted of the devil, 40 days that he was on earth with his disciples, telling them what to do after he rose from the dead. But then on the 40th day, he ascended from the Mount of Olives, right there just across the Kidron Valley, across the street from where he was on the cross. So it's right there in Jerusalem, this hill, this little hill. It's not that big of a hill. You could walk up it. It's not a Mount of Olives. It's the hill, basically. And so he was there with his disciples looking out at the Temple Mount. And at that point, he ascended. He ascended into heaven and is at the right hand of the Father. And so something for you guys to do one day is to do a search in BibleGateway.com or some Bible app, that you can search up the words right hand. And it's very, very interesting. So many times it talks about the right hand of fellowship and the right hand of this. Of course, it's the right hand of power that the Lord Jesus ascended to. It says in Acts chapter 5, verse 31, then God put him in the place of honor at his right hand as prince and savior. He did this so the people of Israel would repent of their sins and be forgiven. The point is, he's at the right hand of the Father. He's there ruling and reigning from heaven, and he's been orchestrating his kingdom to come ever since. He has been guiding us with these wheels within wheels to go this way, to go that way, to go to Europe. Like he led Paul to go into Europe, where so many of the lost tribes of Israel had gone. He leads us to go, I mean, whatever, to the grocery store, wherever you go, the Lord is guiding you all the time. And from his hand, his place of power, where he is seated at the right hand of God. Okay, so this is about this right hand. Where did he go? And he said, I would go to prepare a place for you. What he's doing is he's preparing this earth for us. So it won't be a place of exile. It'll be a place of goodness all over the world. All right, so here's a couple of other ones. You know, so many times he'll say, oh, this lame man, he took him by the right hand and helped him up. Here's another one. Sit at the place of honor at my right hand. Here it says, now it's exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven at God's right hand. So here, another very interesting thing. It says, put your net on the right-hand side of the boat. It's the right-hand side of victory. It's the right-hand side of power. It's the right-hand side of success. From now on, the Son of Man will be seated in the place of power at God's right hand. David himself wrote in the Psalms, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at the place of honor at my right hand. Then, interesting, on another Sabbath day, a man with a deformed right hand was in the synagogue while Jesus was teaching. So, you know, this person, his right hand was not work. The symbolism is his right hand was not working on for good. And so he had to have his right hand fixed. Does that make sense? There's so much symbolism that a lot of times we miss on the first pass through, or the second or the fifth. So this, when you look at that right hand, you want to make sure your right hand is strong. You want to make sure your right hand is ready to take authority and ownership and power, and not be broken down where it can't do that. I think there's a lot of people with broken right hands that don't have the power to take authority that they should, and to fight. Remember, even President Trump, raised his right hand to say fight. When the Lord Jesus was finished talking with him, he was taken up to heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. All right, so he is now in this position when he ascended. That's the point of us ascending. Yes, to have greater, better understanding, no doubt. Yes, to have purity, but also to have ascending to positions of power and authority, like I've been saying. And so in Revelation, here's my Revelation 14. Why were you way over here? All right, so here is, I'm going to take you real quick to Revelation 20. It talks about, I saw thrones and the people sitting on them have been given the authority to judge. They had ascended to this position. Instead of being pushed down, he says in the Minor Prophets, it talks about us being pushed down no more, and that we'll be raised to this position of authority. This is the book, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. If you want to understand Hosea and Zephaniah and Zechariah and Haggai, they were talking to us. And so it's no more will we be pushed down. We're going to actually be raised and ascending into these positions of authority and power. So just hang on tight, because once, as I made a little picture here, once they descend, we ascend. When they are gone, then the righteous can rule and not have to, yes, we still have to have righteous people rule, even though there's evildoers, but how much better will it be when there are not people working at cross purposes forever, and constantly working against you in everything you're trying to do? So we are ascending and they are descending. And it's very interesting that this is Ascension Day is May 14th. And I just did a video the other day, and I got to go and show you this one. This video right here of what's going to happen on, this one right here, POTUS on Air Force One and abroad, temporary military control. This is going to happen on Ascension Day. This is on Ascension Day. You'll see, I didn't mean all that. So I'll just put the link over in the chat, and I know our wonderful patriots will put this over in the comments, so everybody can find it. Make sure to please put it over on the YouTube, please, the YouTube land. But yeah, this video, I talk about what's going to happen on the 14th of May. Go ahead, put that in there. This is the one where I'll just put it on here, that it's the China on May 14th. And what's going to happen on that day is that possibly, that's the one that's talked about President Trump being on AF1, Air Force One, and abroad when these operations are happening. Wouldn't it be ideal for the operations to happen on the day that is symbolic of the ascension? And isn't this cool that this is exactly what we were told on the very last post, which is right here. This is a war for your DNA. Protect your DNA. Ascension. So that the very last post was about us ascending. When is Ascension? Well, this coming up on this Thursday is Ascension Day. And wouldn't it be a beautiful thing to see them descend in these operations, that they'll be arrested? Many of them, as it says in the 17 post, many of them in D.C., if they are arrested, and that we are ascending to these positions of authority. That's really, I mean, that's really what ascension is about, is that we will rule and reign with Christ. And the biggest part about it is that we are, you know, we have the understanding and the knowledge, all these eyes that we didn't have before. We just didn't have the understanding. The Lord kept a lot of this truth from us for a very important reason. He knew that we weren't ready, and he didn't want us to be put in danger, because these people are so crazy, they would likely do something very terrible, like a nuclear weapon, which we know that they were trying to do. All right, so I want you to see that. So that's the passage here. It says, I saw thrones, people sitting on them who have been given the authority to judge. I saw the souls of those who've been beheaded. So these, it actually talks about some of these people coming back to life. That's a very interesting passage. I'm not going to go into that right now. But yeah, that's about the ascension. And here's the post 4966, the very last one. If you go on this post right here, I'll just pop this right here. Actually, I better not even do that. I better not put the link on there, because that might get me banned again. Anyway, it's qanon.pub is how you can find this. But the ascension was the very last post. And he's saying, what is coded in your DNA? Who put it there? Of course, who coded our DNA? The Lord God, our Father, did. Why? Mankind is repressed. We will be repressed no more. Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Information is power. How do you protect your DNA? This is a war for your DNA. Protect your DNA. Ascension. All right. 17. You know, a big part of it is protecting our health. And we'll talk about that in just a second. And if you haven't seen my health page, freedomforce.live health, really amazing, really important. They've repressed our body so much, no doubt. But I think the real crux of our DNA is that we are walking with the Lord in righteousness. If we have anything in us that is causing us to stumble and causing us to not be able to walk in power, It's no good. Any sin is keeping us from being able to fulfill our role in the Lord. It's not worth it. If there's something in your heart, in your mind, that you know you're doing that you have not been willing to give up, get rid of it. It is not worth it. You have to have fullness of power in the Spirit. Don't let anything hold you back. Don't let anything repress you. And the Lord will set you free. He is the one who sets the captives free. That's the whole point of Jubilee. So really, don't let any of them repress you, because it affects your DNA. It really affects your, it doesn't just affect your spirit. It affects your body too. There's a lot of research on that. It really does. So here is your DNA. And it, as I'm sure many of you have seen before, it looks like a cross. We are created in the image of God. And you notice here that the chain is lit up. They have literally, because of the toxins, they've made us where our things are just on, they're dimmed. They put a dimmer. When he said that we're repressed, you could also think of everything being turned down and dimmed. And so when you're dimmed, then you can't fight off the infections, you can't fight off the cancer. You've got to turn this up, be on full power mode. And that's why you need to have, you know, don't have anything that is repressing you or dimming the light of God in you. Okay. So it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 17, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Can I get an amen? Isn't that the truth? In him all things hold together. Praise the Lord. As he guides us, they are trying to do so much to us. They have tried so many things, but because of his Spirit in us, moving us as that wheel going this way and that way and the other way, he guides us on what he would have us to do. And he protects us. Just call upon him and he will guide you into all truth. He'll guide you and get those eyes open so you can see the right way to go and the right decisions to make. And he is the one who holds us together. And we have to be connected to him, just like we're connected to each other, that beautiful fellowship in the Lord. All right. So, yeah, this is when you look at the symbol of on the AMA. It's got this snake around this pole. And so I really do think that it's very similar to this. That was the original symbolism, which is the DNA strand. I think that's a righteous one. But they have used this, I think, for evil, saying that we're trying to take that strand and have it attacked by the satanic forces, which is so bad. Be very careful. Be very careful about trusting. And just ask the Lord, pray, and just trust the Lord will guide you, on your health. Super important. Now, if you remember that Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and he said, just like the Lord Jesus would be raised up on the cross. And yes, this was the satanic forces, but our Lord Jesus defeated that. The whole picture of that is that he defeated the satanic forces that are trying to attack us and our DNA. So I think that our DNA is about our health, but it's also about our spiritual health. All right. So that's what he was saying here. You know, what's coded in your DNA is the Lord himself, that we are created in the image of God. And who put it there? Of course, it's our Lord. And we've got to stay connected to him. Don't let anything repress you. Don't let anything as far as your health or any of your anything repress the connection that you have with the Lord. Okay. And so then all this knowledge that we are receiving, you know, just press into it and say, Lord, I just trust that you'll guide me into all truth. And they are trying to change us and take away that we're created in the image of God. That's what he's trying to say. And we're not going to be repressed anymore. Humanity is going to recognize who they are, created in God's image, and that we're going to ascend into those positions of authority and power. How about that? Isn't that lovely? I love this. I'm just so thankful to be able to put all this together. All right, and that's Ascension Day. Again, if you want to see more about this, here are my books over on Amazon, right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, End Times, This is Biblical, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, and The Golden Age. Those are my main ones. I've also got them in German and Spanish and in Dutch. And we also have the Answer Kit. If you haven't seen the whole series that we did on End Times, we go week by week by week. And you can look back over on melissaredpill.com and you can see how we went week by week. We've been doing this over on Rumble and on YouTube, and you can watch those. So really to understand, because they've repressed us big time about what's going to happen on the End Times. But yeah, The Golden Age is my newest one that I've put out. This is the beautiful future that we have, repressed no more. The golden age of joy, the golden age of abundance, the golden age of peace, the golden age of justice, the golden age of, I mean, just all the wonderful things that God has promised in his word. Here is, thank you, Nisi. These are the books right here. I'm going to pop that link right there. And yeah, here is, here's where you get the audio books. I think I put that over there, but I'll just, so this is audio books right here, audio books right there. And so you can listen to me for 24 hours because it took me forever to do them, but they're done now. And so I'm so glad that you can just listen to them when you're on your commute. It might take a couple of times listening. I was actually researching something this morning and I'm like, I need to listen to this video like 3 and 4 and 5 times to really get it. So, but it doesn't matter. You can just listen again and again. All right. So then this is the other piece I want you to see is over on my health page. They have repressed our health big time. One of the things I was looking at is the silver. That can purge the fungus and the mold and the bacteria and make your body where your body doesn't have to fight so hard of our just all the things that they put in the water and the food and the air and every which way. So the silver is so good. So definitely check into that as well as the probiotics to help your body to fight back, to protect your body and to boost your immunity. Super, super important. And to not let anybody hurt your microbiome in your gut. If you don't know what I'm talking about, watch the video on freedomforce.live/health because this is important that you get your have your body strong and resilient against anything that they would throw at us. I do the detox every day. This one right here, this Pure Body Extra Detox every day to keep my cellular, at the cellular level, to keep out the the bad guys, all the things that they're doing. And I also do the micronutrients every day. I'm actually got it. My husband's doing it now also, because we're trying to boost both of our immunity so that we can fight off any of things that they attack us with. Definitely check into the chlorine dioxide if you haven't checked into that, as well as how to do foreign protein cleanse. If you know anyone who has done you know what, jab, check into this foreign protein cleanse. Absolutely amazing. I'm so thankful for people who are trying so hard to help us to get to purge from all that they have done to us. I think that's everything. We ascend. They descend. Praise the Lord. It's time. We are on that timeline of history. Isn't that exciting? It's very exciting news that we are here in this moment of history. I guess that's everything I had to share with you today. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. We'll be talking more about more of the current events of what's going on as far as Iran, Ukraine, Russia, China. We'll go into more details and really how that is bringing down this cabal and their whole regime. We'll be talking about that more tomorrow. I think that's it. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord, for your promises that we will ascend, and that you have chosen us for this day to be a part of what you're doing. Lord, I thank you that you have given us this wisdom that we need, and we go this way and that way, and we connect with our friends and family our big family, in your family, all over the world. What an amazing thing. Thank you so much, Lord, that we can do that. We can connect right here, and we can fight. Lord, I thank you that you have touched our hearts and our spirits so that we can understand these things. Guide us into all truth for our health, for how to fight in this battle against evil, to take ownership and authority in our communities. Whatever you would have us to do, Lord, as we've said many times before, we are your happy, willing servants, and thank you that you guide us by your Spirit all the time. Lord, if there's anything in us that is displeasing to you, Lord, we reject it right now, because we want to be connected completely with you and have the light of your DNA shining brightly in our DNA. And we're just so thankful that we are made in your image. Everyone in this whole world will soon realize that they are, this is your kingdom, and that they will enjoy your beautiful kingdom, because our enemies will be gone. We are so, so excited for this day to have arrived, and for us to be able to see it with the eyes of faith. We just praise you and thank you and love you. I pray for everyone on this channel. I pray you continue to bless them and everything that they touch, and that you touch their bodies with perfect healing and peace. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. I love you guys. I'm so glad we hung out together. I will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, and I will talk to you later.
He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.